everyone, Lisa J here, and we are back with another episode of No Pink Spandex, and I am so glad to be here with Spy. Spy is holding it down. How you doing, Spy?
As usual. Doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while, but I am so excited that we have a very special guest, okay? Now, this lady here has been in so many shows, okay, that I have grown up with, okay? All right, I'm just going to name a few, just a little bit. So she's been The Division, Jack and Jill, Caroline in the City, The Torkelsons. Dude, like, I loved that show back in the day. But you know her none other than Taylor, Yellow Ranger from Power Rangers Wild Force. It is Allison Kipperman Sullivan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here, finally.
Yes.
Thank you for your patience.
It's all good. It's all good. You know, you gotta, good things come to those who wait.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, the first thing that, like, pops into my mind, really, is where you been?
where have I been since, what year did I shoot this? 2000, 2001 did I shoot the Power Rangers? That's a good question. Yes, I don't even know.
Because it just, like, I'm skipping way ahead. Like, these are usually questions I leave for, like, later on in the interview. But a lot of, nowadays, you know, we're seeing more of the, you know, Power Rangers alumni going to different conventions and stuff like that. And so you see regular faces and things and whatever, and it's great. And they're interacting with fans. And all of a sudden, oh, my gosh. Oh, wait, we're Allison. Allison is at Paramorphicon. What's going on? So
well, that's thanks
how...
to Realm. That's thanks to Realm. Who's awesome. He tracked me down. I didn't even know about them. I did not even know about them. He was the first person to contact me and say, hey, do you want to come to this thing called Power Morphicon? And he had actually asked me 2 years prior, but I was having some, you know, my husband was hurt and he was in bed for a year, so I was taking care of him. And I said, thank you so much, but, like, you know, my husband's stuck in bed and I can't. So then 2 years later, Realm, you know, contacted me again for last year's Paramorphicon. And I was a little hesitant because I was just, you know, it's been so long and I didn't know what to expect. But he talked me into it and he held my hand and he told me it would be okay. And I was so grateful that he did. I had so much fun. It was amazing.
Yeah. Like, and especially having the entire cast
I know.
Of Wild Force there.
Well, for like an hour, I had to go, but at least we were all there for the main panel. I mean, for our panel for the first morning, which was so cool. We got to take some pictures, all of us together. And so that was cool. But, and Ricardo came, which I was so happy about. He was hiking with friends and he's like, okay, I'm gonna try and get down there. He hiked down by himself just to get there, and I was really grateful for that. But so that was good. We got to reconnect.
Yeah, and really we are so appreciative for anybody who kind of comes out of the woodwork and says, hi, I'm going to try this convention thing. I am going to, because, you know, like, you, we always appreciate people who are willing to give it a chance, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I didn't really know, you know, I've been acting, I'm going to age myself, but this year I've been SAG. So I've been in the Actors Union for 30 years, right? Mm. In 2016. So I joined before my birth, let's just say that. For me, I've never been the kind of actress who, like, so when I was 15 and I was on the Torkelsons, which I'm very glad that you liked it. That was so much fun. And people would come up to me and ask me for my autograph. I just went, this is really weird. And Even though I have a big personality, I still having a lot of attention on myself makes me feel really weird. Still, I'm not that kind of actor who's like, the more attention, the better, you know? Look at me. So I was kind of apprehensive to go and do it. And honestly, I didn't know if I had any fans, really, you know, because our season didn't get any press. We didn't do any, you know, we didn't go to any Power Ranger press things that year, you know. So I didn't know if I would just
Wait,
sit there by
hold Taylor.
myself.
Look me. Oh, I'm almost calling you Taylor. No, Allison.
That's totally
Now,
fine.
you have to know. You have had to have known at some point that
Well,
everybody loved Taylor, though. Like,
no.
really?
I swear to you, because when you're shooting, they give you some fan mail, but you know, at the time, you know, and I'm sure you've heard this like a thousand times, when you're a Power Ranger, or at least when I was, you know, you don't ha you're in this whole Power Ranger world for 9 months. You are on set at 5:45 every morning, okay? You know how early that is when you have to drive 35 miles just to get there? So, and then you get home and you eat and then you go to bed. So I just, that's all I did for 9 months was just wake up at 4 a.m., shower, go to work, come home, pass out. I didn't know. I mean, I didn't, I mean, I got some fan mail, but no, I thought we were just lost in translation, you know, the whole
No.
changeover with Disney and Fox and all of that. We didn't get, you know, we got no love. We got no reunion episode. We got none of that.
That one
Right?
hurt.
So
It
didn't it hurt? Did it
did.
hurt?
Well, I mean, yes, and but you did get a couple of special, a couple of special episodes, which we'll get to, but first.
Okay. All righty.
But first, let's go back and talk about where you grew up and your childhood.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Shoot. Go. Ask away.
Go.
Ask away. Scared.
What kind of kid were you?
What kind of kid? I was serious. I was a dreamer. I still am. I talked to myself and played with myself a lot because my siblings were a lot older than I was, and my mom and dad worked, so I was by myself a lot. So I watched TV a lot, and I think that's probably because I started acting even prior to acting professionally. So I was always doing little shows in school, even when I was tiny. I like to make people laugh. That's my favorite thing in life is to make people laugh and smile. So very, very, very silly too. That's the kind of
And
kid I was.
so when you were growing up and putting, you would put on little shows and things, what were some of the, I guess, what was your first, I don't want to say like, not necessarily paid job, but like, what was your first acting gig that you had?
So a gig, not just like playing the witch in my kindergarten craft show, like a gig.
Guess a gig.
Okay. Well, I mean, my first paid gig when I was 8 was for a commercial, and I still have it. I still have all my. Well, I have most of them. I was 8. And I did this ad for this really nasty juice called Seaburst. It's hysterical. It's me, and I have my retainer on, and I'm very small, and I'm drinking this juice. But that was the sort of like my first professional gig that I did.
And how many takes of that nasty juice
Oh,
did you have to
like too
drink?
many. My stomach was, you know, I'm sitting there going, I have to drink more of this. But they treated me really well, and they were really, really sweet on set. And my dad took me. Oh, there's my neighbor's dog. I'm gonna close the door.
Hi, neighbor's
You hear
dog.
her?
How you doing, neighbor's dog?
She's very sweet. She's deaf, so she has no clue how loud she is. Okay. Not that dogs care, but yeah. So there's that about the Seabourse ad, and I still have it on tape and recently showed my husband, and he was like, "Allie, you were so small." I'm like, "Yeah, at some point I was."
Some more. Oh my gosh, that would be so adorable to see.
Well,
It's
I
like,
can
here,
send it
look.
to you. I will totally send them to you. They are so funny. I mean, I'm sure you don't care to
Yeah.
see all of them, but they are just
Oh, yes, we
so
do.
funny.
Oh, no, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You don't understand. That
Well, they
is a
are
well, the
80s
you.
ads, so they are funny. They are
Oh my gosh.
funny. I did, quite a few at that young age, and they're just like, oh, before wrinkles and stress. Anyways, yes.
What were some of the other 80s ads that you did?
One was funny. It was for Sylvanian families. There are these toys.
Oh, I remember those.
Do you?
I do.
Well,
Little like
this.
animals.
Yes, exactly. So this.
Yep.
So this particular one, when it heard a noise, it would open its mouth. So then I'm sitting there talking and laughing and playing with it. And then I did one for Mattel, and it was the slime stuff. They never cast me for the "We're into Barbie" ads, which I tried out for a million times because, one, I didn't like Barbie, and two,
Okay.
my voice was too deep even at that age for "We're into
Really?
Barbie." No, they would never cast me. They liked my look, but they just didn't buy it. Just didn't buy it.
You have a little kid, you have a little kid, coming in audition. We're into Barbie.
We're
And
into Barbie because I was just, I've never had that super, girly girl voice. Like you and I have, much kind of like deeper grown
yeah.
woman kind of, it's way more sexy.
Because, oh my gosh, I'm relating so much because, like, growing up, I never had, like, the really high-pitched voice or whatever. And I always saw, like, I sound like a boy.
Oh
And,
no,
like, I've had
really?
this whole thing of, like, my, like, elementary school years. I'm just like, I sound like a boy. And then, like, I got over it. But, yeah. So I'm relating a little bit, a little bit.
Oh well, it's nice to have it as an as a woman to have that voice. But you know what? You do the best you can. You have the voice that you have, and just be grateful that it's there, and that it's working, right?
Exactly. And it'll one day actually get you some paid gigs. There you go. So
Exactly. Totally.
that was like your first, you were child actress. So then what was the first either TV or movie role that you acquired, that you got on?
Well, it took a while. My first TV role, and I was so lucky. It was actually so I okay, Benjamin, sorry, we have nine pets here, so there's gonna be some noise from little beasts.
Sullivan Farms,
Thank
everyone,
you,
Sullivan
exactly. It's
Farms.
a farm, it's a zoo, whatever you want to call it.
I love it.
So the Torkelsons, so they cast me on that, and I was actually only supposed to be a guest star. But Michael Jacobson, he was the producer on it. He loved the relationship between the female lead, Dorothy Jane, and my character, Dream Adonathan, so much that they kept bringing me back. So for like a year, they kept bringing me back on that, and it was scary at first, but it really helped me grow as an actress and learn how to find my mark and just basically become a more professional actress. So that was really cool.
And I just, for me, like, there are so many shows that, like, I grew up with, and, like, one of them was the Torkelsons, and then, like, it was,
Did you
I
ever
mean,
see
you
me
know,
on it?
and because I remember at the time, because I was a little younger, but
Oh, it was
at
a
the
long time
time,
ago.
long time ago, but then, like, I remember, oh my gosh, it was during Wild Force, and like how, internet is coming, coming about and everything, you're starting, like,
Absolutely.
searching for stuff, and then you see, like, pictures of, like, wait a minute! Hold on. I know that face. So yeah. So yeah.
It was such
brings
a
me
sweet
back.
show, and they were so good to me on it, and they knew, you know, that this was my first, you know, show. I'd been in tons of commercials, and I'd done plays in school. I'd starred in plays in my school, but you know, never on TV. So that was my first sort of really serious TV talking gig. So, and
You
then
said
more
you
scenes.
learned. Go ahead.
No, go
Sorry.
ahead. No, absolutely. And that I learned what?
No, you said that you learned about marks and things like that on that show. What else did you take away from that show?
Really, professionalism and teamwork on set, and that really that you're the actor, but that's not really a big deal. It takes a whole huge crew of people to create the show, and that you're just a piece of that. It's not all about you, you know. It's and that you need to come and you need to know your lines, because all these people are, thanks, honey, that all these people are depending on you to find your mark, to know your line, to, you know, stay quiet and listen and take direction and trust your director, trust your castmates, all those things. Yeah.
So got a little, got did the Torkelsons, you learned a lot from. And then, you did a couple of shows here and there and that thing, but there was one show in particular,
What?
right? I just happened to be flipping my channels and
Oh no.
everything. And then I
What?
saw a show where it was on MTV.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna
MTV's
bring that up
Undressed.
with
And
Jason.
I'm like, wait a minute, I know that guy. Okay, fine. And okay, he's with his other lead. Okay, fine. And then, like, I don't know, 2 seconds later, she's on Power Rangers Wild Force.
Literally, I think all that making out with Jason rubbed off on me, and it was sort of like I basically had no choice. I had to be a Power Ranger. I just literally, like, it was in my blood, literally, or saliva.
I if I didn't ask, I wouldn't be doing my job.
Well, you can ask. It doesn't mean that I'm going to answer it.
So no, you're the audition process for that show. I
Yes.
mean, I've always wondered. Are they?
For
Is
undress?
it just your typical? Yeah, for undress.
Yeah,
Is this
there's
your
no taking your
typical?
clothes off. No,
I'm
no,
about to
no.
say.
No.
Thank
No, it
goodness.
was meant. So I had so I made the error of when I was 19 and I was going to USC. You guys, what are you doing? Sorry, my dogs are going bonkers. I was at USC. I was a theater major. And when I was a freshman, I was on a soap called The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yes.
And I'd always been like an A student, an AP honor student. And I go to USC, and suddenly I'm on this show, and yet I'm still signed up for classes. And I am starting to get C's. I think I got a D because I wasn't in class. And one of my teachers thought that I was just making up being on a soap. And the reason why I said that I would go to school there and not UCLA, where I got into too, was that they were cool about me filming there. So that's why I went to USC. Well, I started getting these terrible grades, and my parents are spending all this money on me going to school there. So what did I do? I quit acting. I quit acting till I was discovered by this woman named Jewel Selbo, and she said, "I would love for you to read for my show." And I think I was about 23, and so I went in and I just read some lines. And then that same day, they had me go back. The producer's call was in Santa Monica, and I went out there, and it was like a normal read audition. And I went, and then I got a call that I booked a job. So I didn't even know that I would be making out.
No.
I had no clue that I was going to be in a bra and panties. Yes, I had not a clue. I did not know. So I get sent all these scripts. So we did 60 pages of Now My Bird Is Going. Okay, you guys, sorry. It's distracting me.
That's all right.
So,
well, I don't hear the bird, so that's good.
Well, two birds, yes. Okay, let me close. Sorry, you guys, I'm closing this door. So Jason, he and I shot in 5 days 60 pages worth of dialogue and 60 pages worth of basically making out. And he was super sweet. He was very professional. And they had just said, oh, you're so lucky. You're like going to be shooting like your co-star. He was like the most famous Power Ranger. And I'm sitting here going, okay. I mean, you know.
You weren't impressed?
Well, I was 23 at the time. So I was a little too old to have watched his season, you know. And I was, you know, I didn't watch all that much TV during his time because my parents had sent me to this awful school where, you know, I basically did homework every night, all night. So didn't really get, and I certainly didn't wake up early on the weekend to watch any shows. So anyways, there's that excuse. But yes, there's the undressing. And we had a lot of fun. We made out a lot. It was, you know, it was pretty intense. And standing there, my bra and panties surrounded by all these people. And that's where I learned it's not never let them see you sweat. It's never let them see your butt. Yep.
Okay. Look. I don't know what a follow-up question to that would be.
Sorry.
Like, I actually have like the scripts to address somewhere in this room. I will not bother you with those. I just wanted to let you know that back in the day, I'm just like, you know what? I have to see if this, like what they were saying was real. And I'm just like, yep, that's what they're talking about. Okay. All right. And
that
yep, that's another scene.
Oh yeah.
Say that again.
There's a lot of it on YouTube, which is really awesome. Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, but goodness gracious.
Part of my life. So I just have to own it. Wait till you see this film that I'm shooting in 2 months. That's going to be, oh my goodness, that's going to make Undressed look like a children's show.
Like Barney?
Whoa.
Exactly. Like Barney. Yep. But,
Goodness. So at no point was Jason like, hey, look, you know, I got this gig, right? And, you know, this Undressed thing is only going to be for a couple of episodes, but this other show.
Oh, my gosh. He didn't talk. No, because thing is we had the longest, craziest days. We shot nonstop for 12 hours every day. We had 60 pages of dialogue. I mean, that's a lot. To shoot it within 5 days, and we were in every single page that, you know, so no, we didn't. And also too, you know, he was married, and so we didn't want to spend too much time offset, because when you're making out with someone for hours every day, it's a little dangerous. So you need to you know, not talk offset, because you might get in trouble. And I had a boyfriend too, so yeah, we didn't do too much small talk. We just, you know, we just did the
like, all right,
the show
goodbye.
Yes.
And then wasn't it oh gosh, from Buffy. It wasn't.
Yes, his brother, his twin.
His brother was on. Like, let me tell you about like four episodes that were just like mind blown. Like, wait a minute. So it's Xander's brother in real life. And Power Ranger, and then soon to be Power Ranger. Got it.
Wasn't that
Got
weird?
It.
That was so weird. It was just strange that following year, and I never thought that I would be on a kid show or be a Power Ranger. I was just like, you know, but hey, life is really weird, right? You never know.
Of course. So how did you get the role of Taylor?
I don't know. I still don't know. what they, you know, what's funny is what they had told me is that they were originally thinking about me for Princess Shayla.
Really?
Yes, which Anne Marie Crouch did such an amazing job, and she did such a magical job on that. She did a much better job than I would have been able to do. So, do you want me to tell you a little bit about it, or
Yes.
okay, I
Yes.
don't want to just go into like a long thing again. You're like, that's not really my question, Allison. So I had an agent at the time, and she, you know, agents don't really care if you know what you want to do. They just want to make a paycheck. They just want your 10%. So she was just sending me out on all kinds of stuff. Well, she kept sending me out for this show, the Power Rangers. And so I live and grew up in Los Feliz, and that's in Valencia. So literally from my house to the set was 35 miles. So she kept sending me there and sending me, and every single time I was like, I'm reading the exact same sides. Now sides are the few pages of script that they give you. And I did it, and I kept going back and going back reading the same sides, and they kept putting me on tape. And now if you act, you know this is silly because I'm not reading from somebody new. It's the same people, and I'm reading the same lines. They already have it on tape. I don't know why I keep going back to do the same thing over and over again. So, and I felt that I looked kind of older than these other people who were there. So, the final time, I guess it was going to be for some producers, I guess, and I didn't care because I just thought, I think they keep either losing the tape, or they're forgetting it's me and they're calling me back. No, shows do this. I swear, because they'll see hundreds or sometimes thousands of people, and you just get kind of lost. So I go, and I'm sitting there, and I think I probably waited a good hour and a half, 2 hours. So I was hungry, and I was kind of pissed because it's rude. Really, you know, per the law now, you're not supposed to make the actors wait that long because you don't have any water. You know, like you're just sitting there for hours, like waiting to go in, and it's hot. So they finally bring me in, and it's the same room, but it is literally packed full of people. Like these people are on top of each other, and I'm sitting here going, well, I guess it's producers, but how many producers does one show have? But so it was packed, and I walked in, and I was just like, these people are not going to cast me. I don't know why I'm here. So I just walk in, and normally I'm very, very nervous, but I just walked in. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. Okay, all right. I read it. Okay, thank you. Goodbye. I'm like, if these people keep calling me back, I'm just not going to go back. So the next day I called my agent. Oh, no. She called me and I said, look, I'm sorry. I cannot keep going back there. It's 70 miles round trip. They don't want me. You know, why do they keep doing this? She's like, well, you don't ever have to drive back there to audition ever again because you got the part.
Stop.
And I thought that it was for some princess part. She's like, and you're going to be a ranger. And I went, really? Like, really? Okay. So
Look at you.
there's the story.
Look at you. So they just wanted to piss you off. So like, let's see how this Taylor character can come to life. Let's
Well,
piss her off some more.
I think he's probably still the executive producer on it, said, he's like, you walked in and you were just so cocky that we just knew that you had to play Taylor. And I said, I was not cocky. I was pissed because I was waiting there for hours and I had driven up there probably 6 or 7 times. You know? And it's not because I'm not cocky. I was just like, why am I doing this again? Anyway, so that's how it went, and the rest is history. He
And for the record, Jonathan is no longer the executive producer of
isn't.
the show.
He isn't.
No.
Really?
So yeah,
But
no,
I think he was when
he
Steven Tyler was,
was.
though, right?
He
He was
was for
Samurai, right?
what episode? For Samurai and for Megaforce, he was.
Okay, how? Oh,
Yes.
really? He's not. Oh, is this like a scandal or something? Or he's just left the show?
We have no idea.
We
All
would
we
love
know
to
is
know.
that Chip Lynn is back in the game, executive producing the current season.
Oh wow,
So.
shows you what I know. I mean, it's back with Saban that I do know, right? So that's right.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, and now we're all caught up. So you got the part. What was your first day on set like?
Well, we had many, many, many days there before we even started shooting, and that was for training. So with the stunt guys training and acting coaching. Oh my gosh, by the worst acting coach you have ever seen. She would, it's funny because I've spoken to quite a few female rangers who had the same coach, and the stories, man. The stories of her coaching and her basically telling them, don't act as well. This is a children's show.
What?
I
Oh,
swear to
wow.
God. I swear to you guys. I
So it's
swear.
her fault.
I know, you guys, I am dead serious. So Koichi, who was awesome, he was excellent. He basically sat me down and talked about Taylor and how he wanted Taylor to be and why they cast me, because they felt that I could play this really tough female Air Force pilot. And I loved that. I loved that they wanted a strong female character. I was like, that's really cool. So he would direct me and say, okay, let's do it like this. And then we would shoot my close-up, and she would come and say, no, I really, really think that you need to do it like this. And, she and I had some issues because I'd say, no, I'm sorry. My director has told me to do it like this. And having been on new, like NBC, CBS, I mean, I've been on so many huge network three-camera shows that you do what the director says. You don't do what the acting coach who's supposed to give you line reading says. You just don't. Like, that's so disrespectful to the director, So that was, that's why I think that there was like a lot of acting that could have been a lot better on the shows because they were actually told to dumb it down by her.
Your my mind is just blown right now. Like, you
Right?
don't
You guys have
understand
never heard
because
this?
you
No.
no
And so was this lady
No.
here like
This
daily?
is.
She was always there telling you to dumb it down?
Hey, guys. She was there every morning. She would drag the
Wow.
cast into one of our rooms, and she would have us each read our lines for that day and tell us, no, read it like this.
Oh
I
no.
swear to God.
No.
And it got to the point where I basically told her, I'm never going to do what you tell me to do because it's my, I'm sorry. I've been acting for how many years now? I will not act the way you were. Like, she would give us line readings. So we're basically puppets to this lady. No.
That's crazy. That is
This is my,
crazy. Like,
like, I have to go on after this show. I'm not about to act poorly. And when Koichi is telling me do it like this, there is no way that I'm going to have some acting coach who's terrible. She would say, when you say I hate you, really be thinking I love you. And when you say I love you, really be thinking I hate you. What is that?
what?
Wait, what?
Thank you. Please. What? This lady,
Because
it's like, how did you become an acting coach, and have you ever acted, and did you make this up? Like you're making this up as we're going here. And she's like, leaves her room and laughs and is like, ha ha ha, I'm going to ruin the show.
exactly, with her cat, she's stroking her cat moi. Like, I don't, I
Seriously.
mean, but the thing, here's the thing though, like the biggest one of the biggest what you call it complaints with the with your season. Now, granted, still to this day, everybody loves Taylor. I don't care who you are, I don't care what people say, everybody loves Taylor. But the reason why is because, like, you carried off that character so believably, and you know, like,
Thank
if you believe that this chick flies planes,
you.
kicks
Oh,
butt,
I
takes
mean,
names.
God, thank you so much. Thank
True.
you. Well, I,
But
you
then,
know, sorry. Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
sorry,
No,
but
no, no.
then you would go and see, like, you know, like, in the grand scheme of the season, not necessarily particular any one actor or another, but the grand scheme, it's like there's a tone here that's a little childish, you know,
Yes, and that was
and
not their fault. And by the
wow.
way, my cast was full of talented actors. They were doing whatever anyone thinks, they were doing what they were like. Okay, so I had come from many shows. I was not worried about being fired. I'm like, okay, fire me. I have a contract and you already made a doll with my face on it, or you're in the middle of it. If you want to fire me, go for it. But I'm not, you know. So I was always the person speaking for us. And I think that, you know, is what people have heard. It's like, I, you know, if things were like, if SAG had been on set doing their job, a lot of stuff would have not happened. We would not, you know, gotten hurt the way we did, and we would have actually been treated a lot better. I mean, you guys don't know what they said to some seasons. You know, told the Rangers you're replaceable, and if you complain, you know, and if you go to SAG, you will be replaced in a blink and you will be fired. I mean, that stuff did happen. I mean, there was like a lot of really positive stuff, but you know, so for me, I'm like, well, you still have to pay me, so fire me or fi you know, fine, but I'm not gonna take her line readings because I've been acting for so long, and I'm not going to. I'm gonna act how myself and my director are directing me to. You know, that's why you saw my character change, right? So my hair changed, my costume changed,
That's right.
they softened
That's
me up, but I was still me. But they softened me up, which was fine. Okay,
it's okay.
silence.
Yo, hey, look. No. Which, look, again, like, 'cause we all know who Taylor was, right? I mean, she could, like, look at you with doe eyes, and you still know that she could kick your butt. It's fine. It's fine. It's all good. It's all good. You know?
That's funny
So.
because I'm so not that person. Like, I'm a Pisces, and like, if you know, if I've ever hurt anybody, like say that someone has been bad to me or mean to me, if I have ever hurt them, I just cry. I'm like, I'm sorry, you know? But it's still fun to play those characters because that's not me, you know? It's like, oh, cool. Like, I can play a mean Dream of Jonathan on the Torkelsons, but it's not me. So I'm not really being mean, you know?
So what were some of the moments, some of the good moments that you remember from being on set?
Oh, well, we had lots of laughs. We, you know, we, you know, there were like a lot of silly moments and, gosh, what, you know, 42 shows. So, well, I sound redundant, but like when Time Force came, we had so much fun.
Oh, doing that team up, yeah.
I mean, because that added such a different like dimension, and you know, sort of brought like a new life to the show. But I don't know. I mean, gosh, I should have thought about that. Well, having the Make-A-Wish Foundation kids come, I think that was pretty awesome. Having little tiny kids come who were sick and seeing you and being able to like make their dream come true, and for them to like feel like magic was real, like, you know, because we were magic to them. And eating lunch with them and talking with them. And actually, when the show finished, Ricardo and I went and visited some just to sort of check in again, you know, and just to see them. That meant a lot to me to be able to do that. Not just, hey, I'm doing the show, I'm making a paycheck, but actually like be able to, you know, do something like that, you know, make a, you know, a child who might, you know, might pass away. Like the parents would say, it's not, you know, it's not looking good or whatever, you know, knowing like the child might pass away soon, and you're just like, okay, I better make this the best day of their lives, you know, that type of a thing. So that was really cool. And Koichi was really fun, and he was always joking. And so that, you know, we just, but it was a lot of work, and it was, you know, so it was also work, a job.
Well, you had a couple. Well, first of all, yes, making me cry and tear up and everything, because, you know, you're talking about children in the hospital and their dying wishes to see you guys. Okay,
Which it was,
tears,
you know,
tears. So
seriously.
I just want to make sure that I make note of that. But yeah, the you guys have had actually, your season was special in a way that you guys were. It was like the 10th season, so it was like a big deal. And so you had your not only your regular team up with the Time Force guys, but you also had the Forever Red team up.
Yes, but I mean, was I even in that? I think that I was like,
Yes,
but
I think
for
yes,
like a
I didn't
scene,
even like, I think
a
that
scene.
my part was so small in that, and I didn't even get to really, I think, meet all those guys. So it was mostly
I
them,
know.
you know?
I know. It should have been there should have been a Forever Yellow. Should have
Like,
been.
well, you just wait and see what we just shot.
Dun dun
Oh, oh
dun.
snap. Oh
It's
snap.
not forever yellow, but there's lots of yellows, part of it.
But yeah, like the you had the Forever Red and with and back to the Time Force
Yeah.
team up. You had some key scenes in there, ma'am,
Yes, I did. Those were
with a
fun.
certain
Oh.
Time Force guy. Got
Yes,
a little
and oh, Jakey, we all hear you. Oh, there's Jake and Benny. There they go. Sweetie might chime in any moment. Who are you guys barking at? Sorry. The farm is out of control over here.
I know you start talking about Time Force men and they get
Get
all
excited.
Oh, you guys know. They heard you. That was fun. Yeah, it's funny because some fans at the con were like, oh, and you guys, and you got together. I'm like, we did not get together. We, you know, I think that they liked to, you know, part of softening Taylor up was to sort of, you know, put that, you know, she had a crush and that they had a crush. But it was so innocent. It was, you know, it was very, very sweet. And it was
Oh,
nice to
sweet.
kind of have those scenes with him. Yeah, it was sweet. And reading the book and we were playing at the end and teasing. And it was cute. Showed it like a different side of Taylor. So.
Yeah, because those two characters were like the tough guys
Yep.
of each season. So
Yep.
to bring them together and be like, oh, look, I like you, tough guy. I like you, tough girl.
Oh,
So.
your gun is so big. Wow. Can I hold it? Oh, please. You guys, it's a children's show and you're having me ask to hold this gun? I mean, sorry. Had to go there.
Oh, love it. I love it. What if you had to change anything about Taylor,
Yes. Oh.
what would you change?
Well, when I look back at it now and how she was so tough with some of her like fellow rangers, I think once we were at some aquarium and I'm sitting there walking and Jack and Philip are behind me and they're asking me something and I like turn and bark, you know, like blah, 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 and they're like cowering. I'm like, oh no, that does not like that does not make Taylor likable, you know. Like she, you know, she's tough, but I didn't want her to seem like, you know, like the other Rangers feared her. That kind of, you know, that kind of bothered me. You know, being a strong woman, there's nothing wrong with that, and it's a great thing. But when it looks like she's kind of like bitchy or you know, makes her quote unquote friends scared of her, I was like, oh, that's like a little much, you know. Probably that.
Okay, well, you know what? For us, normally, I would agree with you. But, like, when it came to Power Rangers, man, we were just looking for anybody to be mean. So, like, we were looking for anybody to not, like, crack a smile every 2 seconds.
Every 2 seconds. Oh, this is so much fun. Yeah, it's like, no, like, this is serious. You guys are, like, fighting, you know, you're fighting evil. Like, come on, get serious, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course. And so, before I move on, onto other projects that you were doing. From the cast, when you were on the show and filming the show, who were you closest to? Who were your BFFs, mm-hmm. in a sense?
Well, Anne-Marie and I would sneak off and smoke outside. So that was fun because we were not allowed to smoke. You were not allowed to be seen smoking. So she and I would go and would talk outside and smoke back there and, you know, talk about boys and just life. And Ricardo, he and I think because we were, you know, we sort of shared the, you know, the like the leader role. I think that maybe was like, you know, it's hard having two people have sort of like a stronger role or a stronger character than you're playing. You know, I think that's sort of why he and I bonded. And he also loves animals. He loves them. So I would watch his kitties. And, you know, I had kitties and I would watch his kitties. And he and I are, you know, have that kind of bond.
Nice.
So probably us two. And then some crew and I, you know, I still miss some of them a lot. And, you know, it was sad to say goodbye. But, you know, also I think what a lot of people don't realize is that when our season started, there was already so much tension on the set before we even showed up. Because if you think about it, all these people were losing their jobs.
Yeah.
You know? And they were pissed, probably. They had... You know, they worked so hard. This crew, their hours were terrible. Their conditions were not good. They worked their butts off. And suddenly, here we come, and they're being told, thanks, you know, thanks a lot, but you're all fired, and you're not, you know, you're losing your jobs. It was hard to walk on to that set.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, it was a hard set to step onto because they were like, you know, some of them were so sick of Power Rangers and, you know, and actors that as soon as we got on there, I mean, they were not nice already, you know? So it was, you know, it was,
you guys got a tough break. I mean, you really, like, looking back on it and like, look, as fans growing up with the show or whatever, and we were not nice. I'm just going to be honest. We were not nice to y'all season at all. But looking back at it as an adult and seeing all, you know, like hearing the stories and what you guys had to go through, and especially with like that acting, like hearing that, it's just like, you guys did, it wasn't easy. And for anybody to step on the set day in, day out, and having to deal with a bunch of factors trying to make a show that is palpable for children.
Yeah,
you know, like I mean, it's kudos to you guys, and I say that sincerely, like I really do. So
you know what? All of us tried our best with what we were given, and mm-hmm. you know, for me, this was my life. So for me, you know, I might have made like, you know, some type of a name for myself as far as not dealing with the acting coach and, you know, having that kind of come up because, you know, this is my life's passion. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I just wouldn't, I just wouldn't take the direction that I knew was wrong, you know, from this lady. But I totally understand what everybody else did because, I mean, how stoked, you know, you're a lead on a show. You do what they tell you to do, right? But for me, I said, you know, sorry, no, I'm not going to do it. And having now gotten pretty close to many other Rangers who had the same acting coach or who had been told the same thing in other seasons, even when she wasn't there. And I think we've all bonded because they too said, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of them were like, yeah, no, this is my career. And, you know, I'm not going to dumb the character down because, you hired me because you wanted me to play, you know, player like this or play him like this. So, but I'm just really, really grateful that, you know, that some people liked our season and saw that we worked hard and tried to do a good job. So.
Okay, Spy. I before we I to get out all of my Wild Force questions, I just want to make sure I got everything
out.
Oh, else.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Okay. All right. Which we'll probably double back to because you know we're fans.
Do it.
But I do want to move on to projects that you're doing now because I have a bunch of things that are popping up going on. You have your hands in all sorts of things. So, I'm going to throw it to you. What would you like to promote first? Because you got a lot of things.
Okay. Definitely, well, I'm going to be at Kamikaze this weekend. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
With a bunch of
Ranger actors are going to be there, right?
No, I believe think it's like 20 something of us or something crazy like that. And I won't ask you guys if you're going because you're nowhere close by. So I did a film in 2008 with writer-director Larry Bishop, and Quentin Tarantino was the executive producer on that. It's called Hellride.
Oh, wow.
Did you guys see it?
No.
I did not.
Well, it's a biker film, and I was supposed to have a larger part in it, but just in that film and at that age, I just wasn't sort of ready to sort of show my boobies. And the larger part that they had wanted me to play was a great role, but I was just kind of not ready to go there. So I am in it, and half my part was cut out because half, you know, it was edited by Quentin Tarantino at the end, and he, you know, he really kind of cut the film down, but it's a really fun film. But back then, the writer-director Larry Bishop had given me the script and said, "Hey, Allie, what do you think about playing this role?" And at the time, it scared me a little bit, and I felt that I couldn't play it. But January last year, he called me and said, "Okay, Allison, we're going to make this film. You know, are you in or are you out?" And I, you know, I said, "Yes, please. I'll totally play the role now." So we've been working on that, and supposedly we're shooting this January. So very excited.
Oh, nice.
It's called The One Way Ride, and I'm the female lead, and it's a pretty insane role. It's pretty intense. So I'm excited for you guys to see it, and nervous at the same time.
So we're all right. Well, and then you mentioned before that this role is gonna make Undressed look like Barney. So
yes, and I'm not gonna tell you why. You're just going to have to see it. I'm hoping it comes out after Power Morphicon, so I have two more years to sort of, because it's pretty intense. And then I'm shooting, finally, they're saying we're going to shoot this other film. It's called House Rules. And I actually, they cast me as a lead for that film last January as well. And then we lost half the funding for that. But
Oh,
supposedly, we're
gosh.
going to be shooting soon.
All right, fingers crossed.
Yes,
Fingers
yes. So hopefully,
crossed.
I'll have two films coming out by next year before my 40th birthday. Yeah. I'm like, can we shoot this before I'm 40, please? You guys are
Oh,
killing
come
me.
on. You know, please, you know 40 is a new 30 and 30 is a new 20 and all
Yeah,
that other
so
sense.
says 40-year-olds.
It's also 30 year olds.
So says nobody who's 30. But yeah, so
So.
I'm very excited about that, and I hope that the Power Ranger fans are not offended by me playing
Oh,
this role. I'm serious, you guys. That's pretty intense. So we'll just
Well, look,
see.
usually Power Ranger fans who are now adults,
Yes.
clearly past childhood, like to support our alumni. So
Oh, that's
there,
so awesome. Well, you will see so much more of me than you ever thought you would.
okay.
Those tickets are sold.
I'm at the gym a lot, let's put it like that. Firm it up.
Of course. And I do, you also are working on creating your own mustard. Is that
Yeah,
right?
yeah. I was selling it commercially last year at a few stores and at farmers markets. But it's a mustard that I've been making for a very long time. Some family friends taught me how to make it, and then I altered it, and I made it. It sounds really weird, but like vegan and dairy free, because the original recipe had real butter and real eggs in it, which sounds really strange for mustard, but it is like crack. I swear to you, people will eat it with a spoon. People have bought 10 jars at a time, and each
Wow.
jar is expensive. It goes on everything. So, as a side business, because as you guys know, us actors, we can go years without acting. You need something else. So yeah, so as of last month, I'm a fully commercial product, so I can sell it across the nation now in
Oh,
every store,
nice.
whereas last year I couldn't. Thank
Congrats.
you so much. That's also why it's taken a while to talk to you this past month, because getting ready for for the state to come down and to check my kitchen, my commercial kitchen, that was pretty intense. Yeah, so passing was really cool. So yeah, it's called Sullivan Farms. And that's sweet and spicy mustard, and then one is actually going to have beer in it, so, and one is smoky. So that's also what I'm doing.
So, are you still raising funds for that? Is that done? Like, where's the
I mean,
process of?
yeah, so what I did, which was so cool, and I didn't even think of it, my husband said, Allie, why don't you do like a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe thing? I went, really? Who's going to donate money to this, but I offered incentives for it. So I put like, if, and like for like Power Ranger fans, I had put, if you donate, what was I saying, $25, I will send an autographed headshot to you, stuff like that. Or I'll give you mustard. I'll send you mustard or whatever. I got a lot of donations. Friends and family were, and some fans were, just blew my mind with how generous they were, and this is how this came to be. I'm so lucky that I have so much support. So yeah, so I'm gonna have it at the con this weekend, just for fun, just to like show people, hey, this is also what I'm doing now. Yeah, so that's also what I'm doing, and it's yellow. So hello, yellow Power Ranger.
That's right.
I'm making a mustard. It's yellow,
Like, hello, it
and
goes
sweet and
brand
spicy like I am.
awareness.
Yeah, but yeah,
So, is
but
there anything that we could do to further support you with
you're
your new
sweet.
mustard or
You're
anything?
sweet. Well. I mean, yeah, there's the GoFundMe that's still up. I think it's Sullivan Farms goes commercial. I think that's the GoFundMe. It's been a while since I even looked at it because I've been, actually I can look on my,
and then we'll have links to it
so
as well.
Sweet. Yeah. It's on, it's, yeah. You know what? I had posted it on my Facebook page. So I do, as probably most Power Rangers do, I do have two Facebook pages, and that's not for any other reason, but that for my, you know, my oldest, Facebook page, I have so many pictures with friends and family who it's, you know, when we took photos, they didn't think that they were signing up for them to be public photos, right? Mm. And so for them to have privacy and to trust me, so when we're taking pictures, they know that if it ends up on Facebook, it's only for their friends and family to see. So, you know, right. I just want to be fair to them. But I do have a Facebook page. It's Allison Sullivan, and it's a nice smiley picture of me up there. And the Sullivan Farms link is up there and is on it.
Yes. So the GoFundMe link is GoFundMe.com/Sullivan Commercial. Okay. And right now you are asking for $2,500 and you are at $2,070. So I know that once people hear this interview, we should be able to get that up there. Let's do that. Let's
You're
support.
So sweet. Well, I don't expect anyone to do that. If people want to do that, that's, you know, pretty awesome and very appreciated, and I personalize it for them, and write whatever they want. And actually, Realm, who's so awesome, he is making up some new headshots for me that are you know, better, and that are, you know, a better quality, and that are more fun than the ones that I had made up, because I didn't even know if anyone would want me to sign one. So he's making them now. So I'm going to have some new ones, but I don't expect any fans to donate anything. Just loving the show and, you know, coming and saying hi at the cons, you know, this is not like a business for me. It's more like I think it's taking that year of shooting, which was actually, you know, hard and stressful, and really making it pretty beautiful. You know, meeting fans and really seeing how happy it made so many people, you know, really, it was really healing, and really just, I was blown away by what fans said about the show and how happy it made them. So that's what I really want to stress.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good for you. We're going to tell the people, you better donate. Well, we're coming for you.
Bye, Allison's
love.
That's our job. Well, you're very sweet. Oh, and guys, how can I forget?
Of course.
I cannot let it slip out of my mouth, but can I name all the girls who I just... we just produced something for the fans this past month.
Yes.
I have to tell
pictures.
You who is part of it, because these girls and this guy are my new buddies. We're like a new little family. These women are so professional and so loving. They did not know me. And when I contacted them to do this shoot, they came with open arms, and I just feel so lucky. I feel like I, you know, have this whole new sisterhood and friendships. But I'm not going to say what we shot yet, because you guys will be finding this out in about 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yes, because you'll be able to see it in December.
Uh-huh.
But
Merry
so
Christmas to us.
Exactly, and to us, because we cannot wait for you to see it. I mean, we are so excited. Like, it's killing us that we have to wait. And we're still working on it. We're doing a lot of the post. But it was actually Realm's idea, and I have to give him credit, because Realm said, hey, to Anna Hutchinson and Deborah Estelle Phillips and I at a con, he's like, you guys should, you know, shoots, you know, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I'm not going to open my mouth more about that, but, and I said, that's a great idea. And within a month, we had had a meeting, and I had a meeting with Aaron Cahill, who is like one of the nicest people you will ever know, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, she's pretty like, much. And that's not fake. That's exactly who she is.
Who she is,
that
yes.
Is, I mean, that is, you know, she has such a stunning heart. So she and I had a meeting, and then she made some phone calls, and then I had, and then at one of Aaron's fundraisers, which she, I mean, she does so many, and she helps so many people. She's, I think she's like a true angel, actually. I met Allison McInnes, and mm-hmm. who I love. She's my new buddy now. I just love her. And her boyfriend.
I mean, and that name doesn't, you know, doesn't hurt, you know, Allison no. and Allison.
Yeah, it's a good hurt. Name. It's a good, but I had it first.
Oh, snap.
I'm a little older than Allie, but, and her boyfriend, Stephen Schuyler, who I love. He, you guys, he is the sweetest guy. He is so generous and sweet, and they are so much fun. So we had a meeting, and then we all had a meeting. So was Stephen, Allison, Deborah, Phillips, Anna Hutchinson, Ciara Hanna, Karen Ashley, Catherine Sutherland, Nikia Brees, who else? Yeah, Aaron. How many of us is that? I don't forget any.
5 billion. There are 5 billion Ranger ladies.
Of us. there's nine of us. I just cannot, we all cannot wait for you guys to see what we shot. We just cannot wait. I think, as Anna said, it's going to blow their minds. She's so cute.
With her little accent.
She's like, it's literally going to blow their minds. I mean, that's a terrible accent, but so you guys definitely look out, because all the girls and all their media and all that, well, you know, I think we're going to drop it all on the same day.
Nice.
So hopefully you like it, and you'll be seeing a little bit more of some of us too than you have.
Oh.
Interesting. Interesting indeed.
Yes, exactly.
So, before we go, I want to make sure that everybody supports Allison. She is, I mean, for us, it's like, you know, coming back from, you know, like out of nowhere and coming in like all gusto and everything. So we just want to make sure that we support you in all your endeavors and your Thank projects you. And things. And before we go, is there anything that you want to say to your fans? You're
yes.
recently met a bunch of them over the past year. So anything that you would like to tell them?
Just thank you so much for, you know, really welcoming Wild Force. And, I mean, we all, quite a few of us had dinner at the end of last year, and we were just so blown away. We, you know, just the love and just the sweetness and the thoughtfulness that I've experienced just from doing two cons from fans, I am just blown away by who the fans are as people, and just their sweetness and their kindness and the hugs and the encouragement. I am, you know, I feel really, really blessed. So I am sad that I missed all those other years, but I'm grateful to Realm, for, you know, bringing me back into the Power Rangers family. I'm very, very grateful. And for you guys, for having me, and I hope I get to see you guys soon. Not have to wait till Paramorphicon next year.
I know. I mean, I don't think you're what's your, you said you're doing Kamikaze, and yes. Then do you have any other conventions planned for this year?
Not that I know of. Realms, you know, helping me out there, and I think that I just needed to do a few just to sort of get my bearings and sort of see if I, but I will definitely do more. I'm not going to do, like tons each year because I don't want fans to get tired of me. It's like, oh, there's Allison again. Super. Okay. Met her. Moving on. But I do want to go places where I can also meet new fans too. But what was so much fun was at the LA Comic Book and Sci-Fi, I had numerous people who I had met at Power Morphicon. So it was fun to reconnect and see them again. So, and we're sort of friends now. So,
Nice.
yeah, but not, one every weekend, but just ones that I think that,
Somewhere on the East Coast, that would be really nice. You
That
know what
would
I'm
be
saying?
really cool. That would be
Very,
so
really
cool.
cool.
Or
Just
in the
saying.
UK or in Canada or like,
Yeah, that's great too, but really on the East Coast,
Yes,
especially New York, that'd be
actually
really great.
right near your
Really,
house.
really great. Right
Down
now,
the
ring
street.
my house.
In your house. A con in your house next within the next 6 months. Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. Oh
I
my
will
goodness.
be
Thank you.
there.
Thank you so much, Allison. You
Oh,
have
thank
been a
you.
wonderful guest.
Well, you
You
guys are
don't.
wonderful hosts. I couldn't have done it
Thank
without
you.
you.